First, we're just days away from the special election that will determine who will represent Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Tuesday's election is for the seat previously held by Republican Representative Sean Duffy, who resigned last year. This race will determine who finishes the remainder of Duffy's term. Whoever wins in the special election would have to run again in November in order to retain the seat. We talked to Republican candidate State Senator Tom Tiffany on the show yesterday. Today we're joined by Democratic candidate Tricia Zunker. She's president of the Wausau School Board and an associate justice on the Ho-Chunk Supreme Court. Tricia, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me, Rob. I'm so happy to be here today.
Well, we talked to you before the primary election. Can you remind us your basic elevator pitch, why you are the best candidate for the seat?
Well, I'm running because now more than ever, we see how critical it is that we have real representation for the people. I'm running because we need to have affordable, accessible health care, including mental health care. We need to make sure that people with pre-existing conditions stay protected, something that my opponent does not support. Look at the coronavirus global pandemic. Somebody could recover from having coronavirus and deemed to have a pre-existing condition. They shouldn't be penalized for, you know, falling victim essentially to this global pandemic. We need to make sure that people with pre-existing conditions stay protected. Also, as the granddaughter of a dairy farmer, the small and mid-sized farmer crisis that we're seeing here, well, this needs to be addressed. Washington Republicans have turned their backs on our small and mid-sized farmers, and we need to stand up and support our farmers. I'm also running because we need to ensure expansion of broadband access. We see that again now more than ever during this global pandemic. You know, students can't get online to do their schoolwork. People can't get the information that they need because they don't have access to rural broadband. And that is something that I would work very hard on. And I'm running to protect the environment. It is so critical to me that we ensure clean air, clean water, and that our beautiful land stay protected from corporate greed for generations to come. I know my opponent was on yesterday talking to you about this, and mining is such a big deal here in the northern part of the state. But we have to make sure that our land stay protected. There's no such thing as safe sulfide mining, and the laws that have now been enacted here in the state of Wisconsin, specifically Act 134, favor mining companies and not the environment. And we need to make sure we have somebody in Congress who's going to stand up for the environment. So those are a few reasons. But first and foremost, quite frankly, whoever wins next Tuesday has to hit the ground running and address this coronavirus global pandemic. And I'm prepared to do that, to make sure that our families have what they need, that our farmers have what they need, that our small businesses have what they need, to make sure that they get the funding that they're supposed to and that there's oversight. To make sure that we have protective equipment in our hospitals and for all of our frontline workers. I mean, people that are keeping our economy going need to have access to paid sick leave, and they need to be valued for the critical work that they're doing. There's just so much that needs to be done. I've been a hard worker.
I want to jump in and
looking forward to working hard in for the people of Wisconsin in Congress.
Yeah, I want to get into what would happen if you were in Congress. Now, there's talk about a next phase, a next round of economic recovery packaging from Congress. What would be your priorities in the House if you were elected for economic recovery from COVID?
Well, we need to make sure that we have something that is sustainable and not just a Band-Aid. There are people that are still waiting on their stimulus check. There are people that are having difficulty getting their unemployment and people that are struggling. And we need to do everything that we can to alleviate struggle during this time. This is a difficult and uncertain time. And we don't know how long this is going to last. The experts are saying that, you know, we could have a second wave of this in the fall. So we need to listen to the experts. We need to do everything we can to be proactive instead of reactive, make sure that our families have the funding that they need, that our small businesses have the loans that were intended for them. And that's what when I mentioned oversight, you know, I was reading and learning about companies that were receiving these small business loans that shouldn't be getting those. And that's wrong. So we need to make sure that we have oversight. We need to make sure that there's adequate testing and that there is funding for people that are on the front lines to make sure that they have the protective equipment that they need, to make sure that our people that are keeping our grocery stores stocked and you know, working to keep the economy running, that they're valued for the work that they're doing, and again, that they have access to paid sick leave if they need it. And also our nonprofits, they need to have some support. You know, the food banks have really been relied on heavily during this time. People that typically haven't had to use them are going to the food banks, and our food banks are becoming exhausted as a result. So we need to make sure that everybody has what they need during this time and prioritize getting funding to ensure that nobody goes bankrupt throughout this time.
We have these record unemployment numbers coming out now. Do you think that enough has been done so far to help people who have lost their jobs because of COVID-19?
Well, I'm talking to people that are having a difficult time getting their unemployment still. I've had people reach out to me, and I'm trying my best to assist them. You know, it's really difficult here. We don't have a representative right now for people to reach out to. So I'm doing my best to try and direct them to resources. But we have to make sure that we have a it's kind of simple things, right? Let's reduce confusion and chaos. Let's make the information as accessible as possible for people, and let's speed up the process. This idea that people aren't going to get the funding that they need for quite some time, well, bills continue to accrue every single day for us here in America, and we need to make sure that people have access to the funds they need right away.
Before we move on from economic recovery, how about support for state or local governments? That's been a controversy over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think that state governments absolutely need to have support from the federal government. We're in this together, and it looks different in different states. I think education is critical, making sure that people are aware of the risks of coronavirus. There's still a lot of miseducation or misunderstanding, rather, in regards to what it looks like. You know, some people don't really understand that they can be asymptomatic, they can be a carrier, they can be exposing and transmitting this disease to other people. We need to make sure that people are wearing masks out in public to protect the health and safety of others, and we need to do everything that we can to flatten the curve. And I think that we're doing that very well here in Wisconsin, but I don't think that, you know, state government should be penalized. This is a difficult time, and that is the role of the federal government, I think, is in part, we have to get through this together. We can't let some states flounder while others maybe are doing better, and we need to assist them.
Talking to Tricia Zunker, Democratic candidate for Congress in Wisconsin's 7th congressional seat, special election there next week. Do you see things where you could reach across the aisle and work with Republicans if you were elected?
Absolutely. There's a number of things that that we should be able to work on. Number one, I think that drastically lowering the cost of prescription drugs. This is really important to me. I've spent thousands upon thousands of miles getting my car throughout this expansive district and talking to voters and hearing their concerns. And I've talked to people that have had to ration their prescription drugs because of the skyrocketing cost of them. I've talked to people that have serious concerns about the cost of insulin, which is something that people need to survive. And I am prepared to take on Big Pharma, and I know that this is something that is not just limited to one side of the aisle or another. I mean, we should not be paying these skyrocketing costs of prescription drugs. They are overcharging us here in America up to 10 times what they charge that same exact drug or medication in other countries. So this isn't a controversial position. I believe that we can work across the aisle and work to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. I think also rural broadband access. This is so critical. And this is something, whether, you know, Republican, Democrat, we have rural parts of the country, and Wisconsin 7 is the most rural part of the state. And we see how critically we need to expand rural broadband access, because without access to broadband, we are depriving people of opportunity. I know what it's like to have opportunities in my life. I've had opportunities in my life that I seized upon, and they made my life better as a result. And I believe that's the role of a representative, to present opportunity. And that is what expanding broadband access does. It provides opportunity to people. Again, something that I think we can work across the aisle and achieve that for people, to allow them opportunity.
As we wrap up, let's talk about congressional oversight of the executive branch and the president. How do you view the role of a House member in overseeing the executive branch?
Well, certainly there are separate branches of government, but there's an appropriate time to call out branches for failure to do their job. And I think that that occurs, whether it's been, you know, earlier this year or last fall, rather, the role of Congress at that time. There's an appropriate time and place, and I'm certainly prepared to work with President Trump and his administration to tackle this global pandemic and get Wisconsinites through it. The bottom line is, we need somebody in Congress who's going to work hard for the people of Wisconsin. I'm prepared to do that, to make life better here.
Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
That's Tricia Zunker, a Democrat running for Wisconsin's 7th congressional seat. She's president of the Wausau School Board and an associate justice on the Ho-Chunk Supreme Court. We talked to her Republican opponent, State Senator Tom Tiffany, on the show yesterday. You can find that conversation online at WPR.org. Voters in the 7th District can cast their ballots on Tuesday, May 12th.